testimony of medical teachers. With due respect for the faculty, I kindly quote from Dr. Benjamin Rush, the famous Philadelphia teacher of medical practice. He declared that it is impossible to calculate the mischief which Hippocrates has done by first marking nature with his name and afterward letting her loose upon sick people. Page 163. Dr. Benjamin Waterhouse, professor in Harvard University, declared himself sick of learned quackery. Dr. James Johnson, surgeon to William IV, King of England, said, "I declare my conscientious opinion, founded on long observation and reflection, that if there were not a single physician, surgeon, apothecary, man, midwife, chemist, druggist, or drug on the face of the earth, there would be less sickness and less mortality." Dr. Mason Good, a learned professor in London, said, "The effects of medicine on the human system are in the highest degree uncertain, except, indeed, that it has already destroyed more lives than war, pestilence, and famine all combined." Dr. Chapman, professor of the Institutes and Practice of Physic in the University of Pennsylvania, in a published essay said, "Consulting the records of our science, we cannot help being disgusted with the multitude of hypotheses obtruded upon us at different times. Nowhere is the imagination displayed to a greater extent, and perhaps so ample an exhibition of human invention might gratify our vanity if it were not more than compensated by the humiliating view of so much absurdity, contradiction, and falsehood. To harmonize the contrarieties of medical doctrines is indeed a task as impractical as to arrange the fleeting vapors around us, or to reconcile the fixed and repulsive antipathies of nature." Page 164. "Dark and perplexed, our devious career resembles the groping of Homer's Cyclops around his cave." Sir John Forbes, MD, FRS, Fellow of the Royal College of Physicians, London, said, "No systematic or theoretical classification of diseases or of therapeutic agents ever yet promulgated is true or anything like the truth, and none can be adopted as a safe guidance in practice. It is just to say that generally the cultured class of medical practitioners are grand men and women. Therefore, they are more scientific than are false claimants to Christian Science. But all human systems based on material premises are minus the unction of divine science. Much yet remains to be said and done before all mankind is saved and all the mental microbes of sin and all diseased thought germs are exterminated."